skies are dark and you can't tell night from day. Put a smile on your face. Keep holding on.
Keep holding on.
Brighter days are coming and it won't be long.
It's alright. It's alright.
It's okay.
Hey, it's okay.
Don't you let your trouble.
Don't you let your trouble. Don't let it get in your
just
way.
Believe.
Just believe.
Have faith.
Full of iconic figures. The people praise him. They stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes. The sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weighed him on the scale like like Crocs and Gators, found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to. In the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food, the song's official, nobody's greater for Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns, saying, thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. So every man, woman, boy, and girl, let's make this declaration around the world.
Looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm happy to be here. to do something for you. I want you to know He's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you. Give me time right now. I'll be a woman of God. You put it in here and here and watch your God move. Ask him about that thing. You talk it to him. Don't talk it to your neighbor. Talk it to him and watch him. I've already did the protocol before the songs. The anointing of God came in and sealed the atmosphere. And now we're ready to sit and eat at his table. Many times, preachers do all their studying, preparing. Then you get there, God give you a belt. Hurry, oxen of work. But it takes a true preacher to say what he say. You got many of them, I studied all week for this, I studied all year for this, so it must be the Lord. And God said, I don't want to say that. God said, God for your anointing, lady. Oh my God, my God. Get your Bibles out. I know we have those that stand when we're reading. And you have the right to do so. Do a whole lot of reading. I just ask you all to just hear him say, bear with me. No, I'm not going to say bear with me. Because this is the Holy Ghost. It's like when you're in Bible study or Sabbath school. Yes. And you study the Word. Yes. So therefore you sit at your desk. Yes. But those who like to stand, it's up to you and your God. God died for the whole wide world. He's not a denominational God.
Glory, glory.
He's not a he say, she say God. He said, I love all of them. I love even those that don't love me back. I love all of them. And I love them. And I died for them. But see, I ain't always been saved.
Amen.
I thank him for dying for me. I thank him for giving me the Holy Ghost, giving me an opportunity to live a new life. Because I'll be burning in hell. I was walking in hell on earth. I can't afford to go to hell. It was too hot for me as it is. Children. It's not going to be before you long. Unless the Holy Ghost says different. Listen to the woman of God Sunday. I told him I ain't gonna have no homeowners up in here. She said, I ain't gonna talk about you, but I'm gonna talk about you to your face. I ain't gonna have no whores or homeowners up in here. I'm telling you, I like to jump out of my seat and get the silver. You don't get that kind of preaching no more. Everybody's sleeping and dipping and dabbling and doing what they wanna do, and then they wanna come to church house and tell you what to preach and how to preach that.
There's an army rising up.
Yeah.
There's an army rising up.
you. Have your seats. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Hallelujah. How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? I want you to know he's in charge. If I'm making a mistake, you count it to him. I want you to know that he's in charge tonight. Praise God. Matthew is the 26th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then they assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of all the people, unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They were planning to kill him. I want you to know, lady, there's a whole lot of folks that they don't kill you with the rod and with the stick, but that deadly tongue. Yeah. That old deadly tongue that we're running around with that's in our mouth, that the Bible says that's the member that no man can tame. Yes. Yeah. Only God can tame that tongue. Yes. Fifth verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman. There came unto him a woman. Happy Women's Month to all of you daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ointment, and poured it on his head. And remember, on his head. Remember that, on his head. Remember that, on his head. On Jesus' head. She poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female. Hold this all on Jesus' head. And he said, but when the disciples, this was his own, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here showing off? What is going on? Lord. This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey, that don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Yeah. Don't believe women should not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head.
Set the captives free, Lord.
Thank verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We could have used that money from that oil that she's putting on Almighty Jesus, our God, but they felt we could have took that money so that we could have. We're not going to take it and put it about our pockets ourselves and put it on it. We could have took that oil that she had and paid somebody light bill. Help the sister to get some food for her children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it. Now look what they said. He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word say when he understood. My. What do they think? thinking?
Yes.
What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me.
Yes.
He said she did a good work to me.
Amen.
Thorn is all over my head.
Amen.
And remember head.
Yes.
11th verse. For ye have the poor always with you. But me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your maker. Ye have not always.
Yes.
I told you already I'm getting ready to go away.
Yes.
12 verse. But in that she have pulled this ointment on my body. The oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial.
Yes.
She did it for my burial. This was a spiritual situation that they did not see.
Amen.
I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. Gifts come, the calling, they come from God. He give you a little bit, me a little bit, and it's all of us working together for him, for the glory of the sheep and the body of Christ. He don't give nobody all the answers. Walked the earth and said, I come to do this, that, the other, the will of the Father, my Father.
Yes.
I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when is it going to come back? When the time, when the end time is going to be? He said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's left into his hands.
Yes.
Very, very, I said to you,
yes.
Whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached. Preached.
Yes.
The woman poured the oil on his head. The woman poured the oil on his head.
Yes.
Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
And the whole, not just part,
yes.
Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States.
All right.
In the world.
Yes.
There shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yes.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door, and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me